Inqakom għat naġi l-program mis-sensiela ta' Noti Memorabli, flimkien miegħi Tony Sant. F'din is-sensiela nesploraw aspetti storiografiċi tal-mużika f'Malta. Sensiela ta' Noti Memorabli qed nagħtu ħarsa mill-ġdid lejn aspetti tal-mużika f'Malta li għadhom niftakra għavolja għaddew snin twal minn fuq. F'ċerti każi għaddew anke sekli. Ħafna drabi però qed inħarsu aktar lejn il-mużika ta' dawn l-aħħar ftit anqas minn 100 sena u aktar li nagħtu xi ftit aktar attenzjoni lejn il-mużika ta' dawn l-aħħar 60 sena. Hawnhekk l-intenzjoni hija waħda partikolari ħafna. Li naraw xem minn din il-mużika illi la jgħaddi żmien tkun tassew memorabli għax tibqa' tissemma u tinstema bl-istess mod kif inhi mużika ta' żminijiet oħra. Dan it-traġett huwa wieħed ta' tfittxija storiografika aktar milli analiżi storika. Naħseb li raġuni ta' dan hija waħda ovvja għal kull min qatt ipprova jistudja aspetti storiċi tal-mużika f'Malta. Ħej però illi din il-ħaġa nispjega wkoll f'termini mhux daqstant akademiċi. Allora, f'sens ġenerali u simplifikant, l-istorja tinkiteb minn dokumenti li jinkesbu minn arkivi u sorsi oħra u posti drabi jinkludu l-interpretazzjoni partikolari ta' dawn l-istess dokumenti minn min ikun qed jikteb l-istorja. Barankollu jekk m'hemmx dokumenti, jew inkella jekk id-dokumenti li jeżistu huma oskuri, nieqsa mill-kuntest meħtieġ biex nifhmu sew fihom, jew mhux aċċessibbli b'mod faċli għax flok organizzati f'arkivju pereżempju jew xi forma ta' librerija jinstabu mferxin l-hawn u l-hemm, u dan dejjem jekk ikunu għadhom jeżistu, allura ikun ferm aktar diffiċli illi tinkiteb storja minn din ix-xorta ta' evidenza storika. Dan huwa l-qofol ta' din is-sensiela ta' Noti Memorabli. F'kull edizzjoni ta' din is-sensiela ta' programmi qed nagħtu ħarsa lejn dokumenti partikolari biex naraw ftit x'hemm li nistgħu niftakru milli modi tal-mużika f'Malta u kemm minn dan illi nistgħu niftakru nistgħu faċilment insibu kuntesti għalih biex tassew nistgħu ngħidu li għandna Noti Memorabli. Il-programm tal-lum din is-sensiela ta' Noti Memorabli huwa xi ftit differenti mill-kumplament li kellna s'issa f'din is-sensiela. Normalment infittxu dokumenti storiografiċi biex nifhmu aħjar xi aspetti ieħor tal-mużika f'Malta. Fl-ewwel parti tal-programm dawn l-aspetti storiografiċi normalment joħduna fl-modi biex nibdew naraw x'in huma dawk l-aspetti li bqajna niftakru jew b'xi mod ieħor jistgħu jintilfu jekk ma neħdux sib aħjar tal-istorjografija li għandna. Lejn tmiem ħafna mill-edizzjonijiet ta' din is-sensiela ta' Noti Memorabli, intenni l-bżonn li apparti li navalwaw il-passat u nifmu ftit ġara fl-modi, jgħadu wkoll ftit tal-ħin biex napprezzaw x'qed jiġri bħalissa. Illum se nibdew minn hawn, però b'mod differenti wkoll mis-soltu. Qed ngħid dan kollu għax fil-programm tal-lum se naraw uħud mill-aktar noti memorabli relevanti li ħallilna John Lucas Woodenman, illi miet ftit tal-ġranet ilu, eżattament nhar il-ġimgħa 11 ta' Ġunju 2021. L-ewwel dokument storiografiku ta' John Lucas Woodenman huwa wieħed minn intervista li oriġinarjament kienet ixxandret fuq l-istazzjon tal-komunità Radio Cottonier fit-2 April ta' l-2013.
Well, here it is, folks. My first song, where I was from Noah, signed to EMI, recording in Abbey Road Studios at a time when John Lennon and Paul McCartney were splitting. It was the Vatican. It still is, but then it was like to walk in and record with a 25-piece orchestra. And I had Ron McCrae produce me and Henry Hathaway. And there was Sue and Sam, the backing vocals that were backing Tom Jones on the track. And it was all like massive for me. It was a wow. Well, you know, I'm there. This is my song, my first song. Shall I do you an acoustic version of it?
Onorat.
Okay, here we go. I can make you say the words I want you to say. I love you. I can make it right if you believe it's wrong for me to need you. I can turn back time to when you were not mine. Every day was so gray, every night fell away from me. Can't afford to lose after all this time. I can't afford the day when I don't see you shine. There's no reason I should live if I can't have the love you can't give.
John Lucas Woodenman f'interpretazzjoni akustika ta' l-aktar suċċess popolari tiegħu Can't Afford to Lose, kif interpretat waqt il-programm The Cotton Era Rock Show ta' Lito, DJ li ismu propja kien Manuel Mikallef, u li wkoll miet ftit ta' snin ilu. Peress li għandi diversi silti oħra xi nsemmakom mingħand John Lucas, huwa dejjem, kważi dejjem, se jitkellem bl-Ingliż, sibt li kun tajjeb nisimgħu l-introduzzjoni ta' Lito għall-intervista li kien għamillu fl-2013 fejn bdew biex tkellmu dwar il-fatt li John Lucas kien jażel li jitkellem bl-Ingliż waqt dawn l-intervisti.
John Lucas ħaj jitkellimna bl-Ingliż ir-raġuni li hu issa ittimbrat ma l-sien Ingliż jispjegana aħjaru. Jien anke mu bil-Malti, fejn jitkellem ikun tekniku naqalbu ħnaqra bil-Malti u anke il-mistoqsija se jibqgħu bil-Malti. John jifhem bil-Malti, Malti iktar minni. Imma għal raġunijiet tista' tgħidhom inti, George?
Well, basically I'm a British citizen of Maltese proud origin, but I feel more comfortable speaking English. It's just because force of habit. I express myself better. Imma il-Malti man sejtux, Malti daqs kulħadd, u inħobb nitkellmu l-Malti u kultant meta nisma' mill-internet ir-Radio Malti. Noqgħod attent għal ħafna kliem li għadni niskoprihom issa.
Ma tantx ikun ta' eżempju r-Radju Malti fil-fema tiegħi għax tant sar niftuħ għal nies li m'għandhomx dik it-tip ta' kultura u akkademja. Jien noqgħod forsi attent kif titkellem bil-Malti, imma jekk tiftaħ radijiet rebus tisma' wkoll.
Yes, yes. But I'm talking about people like Tony Sant. I'm talking about people like Charles Saliba. I'm talking about people like Ray Azzopardi. When I hear them on the radio, they're very good. They come up with very good old-fashioned, real descriptive. When I say old-fashioned, it's like real hardcore verbal.
Enti, kantaj darba bil-Malti, zomni u wannaqni.
That's right.
Kien qed tisimha bl-Ingliż Love We Share.
It was my first record ever that I sang in Maltese, the first time. I sang in English because I lived in England and I had my first hit, and I never thought of singing in Maltese because there was no point. It's very difficult. Exactly. It's a very hard language. And it's guttural. It's not a soft language. Yes. But who's going to buy it except Maltese people? I mean, I've just... Yes, okay. It's our heritage. It's our language. But I think it's important that even young kids, there's a lot of young kids. When I used to live in Malta before the 70s, everybody spoke English when we were under the British. But afterwards, there was the Maltese language, which was given priority, which is fair enough, and I can live with that. But what I find that is not good is that there are kids today that can't speak English. When we had that heritage of the English language, which is the most communicative language in the world, you can go anywhere and speak English. And especially in the IT world, where kids have got to go out and make money abroad.
Suġġetti varji nistgħu ma nispiċċaw qatt, John, inti
għak
għall-ġenerazzjonijiet tiegħi u tiegħek huma differenti
u exactly, yes.
Il-mużika tiegħek smajnija fuq radju wieħed malta kien hawn fis-snin 70, bidu ta' snin 70 bil-hit single Can't Afford to Lose, l-ewwel hit minn Malti.
Yes, I think that makes me the first foreign success, first person that touched the foreign charts. I was also, I think, the first signed artist to a major record company like EMI Columbia. Obviously that was Oresteck your cop, but he was
mush pop.
He wasn't pop.
Vilfat the Vagabond King my Malti Oresteck your cop can Harris Fleb Zamia Sitta Hamsin. Elvis Presley Bedai Kanta Fleb Zamia Klita Hamsin. Kinadu Aktash mush famous for Sitta Hamsin Elvis.
That's right.
It's really Oresteck your cop can fi classifica ta categoria differenti min Elvis Presley.
Yes.
If I knew where I was young, I'd get too old. Well, here I am. Is it better? I used to be bold, lean, I was faster. Now I'm weary, I'm softer. Is it better? Didn't imagine it would come.
John Lucas Wooden Man, kanzunetta oriġinali tiegħu maħruġa minnu fl-2014. Ikun xi raq li nisimgħu ftit aktar dwar l-istorja ta' John Lucas mill-perspettiva storiografika. Dan se jgħinna nagħmluh hu stess permezz ta' taħdita bl-iskop ta' ġbir ta' storja orali dwar kantant popolari Malti ieħor, Sani Monte, illi miet f'inċident bil-karozza tiegħu f'Birger Kara. fil-16 ta' frar ta' l-2003. Dissa snin wara, eżattament fl-24 ta' frar ta' l-2012, Julian Holland u Henry Zamit Cordina irrekordjaw il-memorji ta' John Lucas dwar Sani Monte.
We were kids together. He came from Floriana and I was living in Valletta at the time. And we went to different schools. I went to the Lyceum and he went to the technical school. But we used to link up in Valletta. We used to link up at the Baracca. And they were amazing days, 60s. And then I remember that he was always into singing, winning competitions and things like that. And we used to jam. And he always had the upper hand. You know, you don't do it like that. You got to do it like this. And you go, okay. Yeah, and I was a bit meek because I was just a dilettante, you know. And then he went one step much better. He just got into a band that a guy called Lewis Gregg, who's now an MEP for Europe. He had this band called The Fenders. It's not The Fenders, not Defenders. And Sonny was the lead singer. There was a guy called Joe Baxton. There was a drummer called Charles Chibaras. And I think it was Manuel who was the rhythm guitarist. I can picture the guy, but I can't focus on the name. I mean, we're talking, my God, nearly 50 years ago, half a century ago. So, don't know really. I used to go and watch him and I remember him singing, There She Walks, just walking down the street, singing doo-wah. And he had a big ass and he used to like put it over the jeans like that. And he used to go, you know what I'm saying? So it was all good. But I used to always go and say, Sonny, can I sing this song? Can I go up and sing a song? Not today. No, not today. And maybe on another dance, I'd go, Sonny, can I? No, not today. Okay, look, at the end, you can come up and sing one. So, you know, I was like treated like a little dog, you know. So, But then Sonny decided to go to London, you know, 3 years later, and Joe Baxton decided to go to Australia. And I think Lewis Gregg had hunted Winston Montanaro Gauci, who was quite a good guitarist, and he had a very cool look then, you know, he was like, you know, the Lennon type with those glasses, the blonde, you know, long hair. And Winston used to like my voice, and we used to work well together. And Winston apparently told Lewis that, you know, to bring me instead of Sonny. And they said, no, we're auditioning other guys. We don't really want him. So Winston, I think, said to them that if I don't go in as the singer, that's it. He's, you know, he comes with me or he doesn't come. And I think they accepted me in the end. But I was sort of under Winston's orders all the time. And I wouldn't dare say anything to Lewis because Lewis was the governor. You know, so it was that vibe in there. I wasn't free in that band, but it was my first experience.
Still clear, your words still feel so near, I can feel you. How can it be that you will walk once more to me? When you broke free, all things ceased. Memories of the dreams we had shared is all I have. I see my life behind me. I pass this low days with no one to praise but you. When you found me, now that you're gone, stars still shine, but not for me. For me,
ta' Winston Montanaro Gauci, Now You're Gone, bil-vuċi ta' John Lucas, mill-1968 li ħarġet ukoll bħala single bil-45 dawra fil-minuta fuq it-tiketta ta' diski Zina fl-1974 bil-kanzunetta Flair fuq in-naħa prinċipali. Ftit li xejn nafu dwar din id-ditta ta' diski Zina u ċertament li m'hemmx recordings tal-grupp Defenders li semma John Lucas meta kien qed jitkellem dwar il-bidu tal-karriera tiegħu ma' Sunny Monte. Dawn iż-żewġ tieħbieb, Salvo Dimek mill-Furjana u Frank Aġus mill-Irħal Ġdid, marru Londra u hemm saru Sunny Monte u John Lucas. Il-biberija ta' bejniethom f'dawk is-snin ta' żożija huma parti minn dak li rakkonta John Lucas innifsu meta jiftakar dik il-parti ta' ħajtu qabel mess mad-dinja ta' l-ispettaklu fuq livell verament internazzjonali.
He came to pick us up. There used to be a terminal in Cromwell Road. So you got the train from the plane up to Heathrow, then you got a train to Cromwell Road from Heathrow. It was a central, it doesn't exist anymore. And he came there and he took us to the underground. And he was like showing us, this is the underground. Oh, you know, this is an underground? You know, 1966 in London? What is this? You know, like... And he said, no, you don't buy tickets. You just do it my way. And he showed us how to... I don't know what we did, but we jumped it. It was the first time. And then he took us to a Maltese guy who had a house that he used to rent out. And that's it, we started from there. And we moved on and we used to work in the strip clubs. And I used to be a stage manager. I was in heaven, you know, I mean, what else? Things moved on from there. And then we sort of cut off. I don't know if he came to Malta or I moved on, he moved on, and then in the 70s, I got my big break with EMI Columbia.
And that's when Icona Photo Loose came.
I can make you say the words I want you to say. I love you. I can make it right. Strong for me to need you. I can turn back time to when you were not mine. Every day was so great, and every night fell away from me. No, I can't afford to lose you after all this time.
L-iskop ta' din is-sensiela ta' Noti Memorabli mhux li noffru storja tal-mużika f'Malta. L-għanew li jeni huwa li nesploraw dokumenti storiċi li jistgħu jgħinuna niftakru nifhmu aħjar momenti ta' sew straordinarji milli modi tal-mużika f'Malta. Dan mingħajr ma' neċessarjament nipprovaw ninsġu xi ġraja strutturata b'xi mod jew ieħor. Il-qofol ta' din is-sensiela huwa li nsibu evidenza storika li minna nesploraw il-mużika Maltija jew il-mużika f'Malta fi sfond storiografiku. U għalhekk qabel inkompli b'aktar dwar John Lucas innifsu, xtaqt li nisimgħu ftit aktar dwar Sani Monte. Dawk li jiftakru l-programm televiżiv sibtiet flimkien fis-snin 80 ċertament li għandhom viżjoni partikolari ta' Sani Monte. Li forsi ma jafux uħut minn dawk l-istess nies huwa illi dik il-personalità ma tfaċċaċ minn imkien.
Sani Monte is a cabaret artist. Sani Monte is he's got the spiel. You know, he can talk. The gift of the gab. And he could walk into a room and, you know, take it over and start talking. He had this personality. It's a big persona, and that's why cabaret suited him. But musically, he was neither here or there. I mean, he used to miss keys and forget lines, and he was all over the place. But But he was very entertaining. That's his magic. He could walk into, if you were having a drink, and you'd go, you know, if you didn't know him, I mean, I used to see the faces, like English tourists, when he used to be singing, they'd go like, you know, they're drinking away, and then he walks in and he starts, you know, with some, life is a cabaret, old chum. You know, a bit of Dino, a bit of, I don't know, it was all a mesh. Yeah, it was all a, and Tommy Cooper at the same time. And then a bit of Fred Astaire. I mean, it was all like madness. But then you see these people go, turning round and going, And then he'd crack a joke. And then he'd have guys. I mean, for the death of me, I don't know how he used to get away with these things. A guy would say, you know, like, get on with it, give us a song, and he'd go, excuse me, who allowed you in here? You know, something like that, or you know, or he'd go and sit on his girlfriend. You know, and he'd crack a joke, and then everybody's laughing. But it was madness. It was madness. And that's good cabaret, isn't it? That's entertainment.
Is me not day, ma witching see, dan is separi, malbiliu, lit and habit, uazet, ma tulit yari, din haiti, tat kulmo, zameit so. Kif ħarġul kalti wale itri għaddejt kif nafjin wadi tal-lim xifti t-batejt u rajt li fim din l-esperienza ġemma Kul ma gawdet u xejn ma ħlejt b'indifferenza Sifir lejn artik biss qatt ma ċħadt li jiena malti u dimt u għamilt il-ġir kif nafjien Wahdi għalkemm kultant jinkont l-isbar ma rajtx iddaw sitt moħħ tal-kfar biss kont ġenwin u fl-isar ħin jiena meddejt u anki kbejt xi ġbar il-fdar Ta' kul mal-qad kif nafjin wadi Habbejt rajt it-tisjin issa f'sabiet wara r-rebbija u llum kollox qadi niftakar sew Lik sar sija Xinna Li mod iġret U għat man sej Lil min warrabnu U le Lemma kin xejn Kif nafjin wadi Jek raġel kien Teħx kif tixti Min għar il-fis Min għar il-fis Tisħar li t-fos La dispiaċi La ma dirdod U tkun il-si Firra firri Għaj dejjem si Kif na fjin Thank you.
Sani Monte bil-kanzunetta Kif nafien wahdi, il-verżjoni bil-Malti ta' kanzunetta popolari Franċiża, magħrufa ħjar bil-verżjoni tagħha bl-Ingliż, My Way. Hawnhekk nixtieq nirringrazzja lil Mario Asha mill-Fondazzjoni M3P li għaddieli dan ir-recording tas-sewrari ta' Sani Monte. Lura għall-intervista tal-lito ma' John Lucas mill-2013.
Tony Sant, I met him 3 years ago here in Malta. Well, Tony Sant is something so unique in Malta because he encourages what was, to me, when I left Malta, because I knew for music, Malta can never happen. Everything is against it. Okay. I'm not saying that because, you know, they're making very good music now.
Oh, talented boy.
There are. It's a shame. But there's one big drawback. There's not enough people to make this music work. But before that, I must say that I sort of thought, when I saw what this guy was doing, I thought, how can such a clever man and such an intuitive person into music and internet go so deep to promote Maltese music, when why doesn't he, and he lives in the UK, so why doesn't he, but I understood his concept, and it's immense, because he has given courage to a lot of people, he has promoted it, he's got an amazing show, and I love the way that he does it all in Maltese.
All Malti tiegħu, eh?
Pur.
Jien niftakru x'għandi Malta fil-fatt kif kien jippreżenta. Mela ħana naraw Tony Sant xejt fuqek. John Lucas kien għadu u jibqa' pionier importanti għax-xena tal-mużika Maltija. Fiż-żminijiet meta Malta kienet għadha maħkuma minn mentalità koloniali, anke jekk konna indipendenti, u għanexxilu jasal biex ikun kunsidrat ma' artisti internazzjonali oħra mingħajr ma jħass li ġej minn ex-kolonja Angliża. Biż-żmien mhux biss sab l-identità unika tiegħu, mod partikolari fis-snin 90 meta kellu forma ta' comeback materjal li qajjem kuxjenza dwar l-AIDS, imma wkoll għax għaraf kmieni ħafna li s-sistema tal-industrija tal-mużika madwar id-dinja kien ser ikollha tbaxxi rasa għall-internet. Il-Wooden Man, reġaw għal-għari.
Nice, nice. I like that, actually.
Il-Wooden Man kien fost l-ewwel, jekk mhux l-ewwel, mużiċisti Maltin li preżentaw id-diski tagħhom fuq l-internet flok komplew ifittxu li sottomettu ruhom għad-ditti tad-diski kbar. Iżda l-Wooden Man ma kienx biss pionier f'dan il-qasam, il-ħost ta' self-risk li għaddotta kien warab kważi għal kollox minn dak li xi ħadd kien forsi jistenna mingħand kantant li ra l-aqwa suċċess tiegħu aktar minn 30 sena qabel. John Lucas Wooden Man mesma s-seklu 21 bl-enerġija ta' debuttant mimli esperjenza ta' x'mandek x'tagħmel biex tirnexxi. U issa John Lucas Wooden Man ikompli jurina kif artist Malti wkoll jista' jirbaħ id-deskrizzjoni aging gracefully. Għalkemm ħaqar lil ġismu sew meta kien iżgħar.
Okay.
U sofra sew il-konsekwenzi ta' dan. Issa qed jurina kif din l-esperjenza tista' mhux biss isservi bħala twissija għal min għandu bżonn jara biex jemmen li ċertu affarijiet bħat-tipip huma sempliċiment qrieda u ftit aktar, imma sab mod kif anke jkattar il-kreattività tiegħu, bħal pereżempju bl-aktar diskariċenti tiegħu Bad News. Jiena nawguralu ħafna snin oħra ta' kreattività fejn ikompli jkun pjonier foqsma li qablu kważi ħadd ma mar Pala Malti.
I mean, I'm speechless. I'm gobsmacked. I don't know how to deal with this. All I can say is thank you, Tony. And, you know, for a person like you to G me up in this fashion, I mean, come on. This is a very good day for me. I mean, and thank you all for participating and surrounding me with all this pomp. But it's nice. It's nice because, after all, no artist does it for himself. And this is what we all like to find at the end of our road.
Your key.
forget any bit of little me.
Mr. Taxman mill-group Wooden Man marruġa fuq servizz online peoplesound.com lejn tmiem snin design. Dan huwa l-grupp li minnu John Lucas adotta l-isem Wooden Man wara li l-proġett faxxa u kompla jirrekordja bħala solista. Ix-xogħol tal-Wooden Man fuq il-peoplesound.com kien aspett ieħor fejn John Lucas kien pionier Malti. Huwa kien l-ewwel kantant Malti li uża l-internet biex iwassal material mużikali ġdid għand l-udjenzi tiegħu. Bħala kantant solista fis-seklu 20. Bħala kantant solista fis-seklu 20, John Lucas sar parti integrali mix-xena tal-mużika popolari f'Malta b'mod kważi naturali meta wieħed qies il-karriera twila tiegħu. Id-dokumenti storiografiċi li għandna ta' John Lucas juruna li baqa' jirrekordja tal-aħħar. Jew tal-anqas sema wasal f'punt li ma fenax aktar.
My name is John Lucas Witherman. In 2010, I was diagnosed with cancer in my lung. I had my lung cut out, and 4 years later, I was a success story. But my cancer came back. And when it came back, it was a different story altogether. I went into clinical trials, and I stretched it from year 2015 till now. But now, they've stopped all treatment, and I'm on palliative care. It's the end of the road. But last year, before my throat went, I recorded this song, and I want to share it with you. And it's about my situation. I hope you like it.
When a crash comes to our lives to bring us down and kill our highs, while this stuff just makes us cry, it's not as bad as what we do to ourselves. Like when something breaks our hearts, we find it hard to stop and start. No matter how we fall apart, it's not as bad as when we hurt ourselves. I don't wanna fight no more. Don't wanna have this pain no more. I don't wanna fight no more. my biggest enemy is myself. Some people never understand, do all they can to stop a plan. Yeah, can say that I'm a better man when deep inside I know I'm holding back. Though the world's a fiendish place, I look at me, it's not my game, no. If what I do to me is the same, deep inside I know I got to make a change. I don't wanna fight no more, don't wanna have to whine no more. I don't wanna fight no more with the biggest enemy of being myself. Tired of dragging myself down, tired of negativity, tired of fighting all around, even more tired of fighting me, tired of putting myself down, tired of negativity, tired of fighting all around, even more tired of fighting me, tired of dragging myself down, can't take this lack of energy. I just cannot fight no more, don't wanna have to ache no more, something that I can't ignore, my biggest enemy is myself.
Done Fighting minant John Lucas Woodinman. Din ma kienx l-aħħar silta mużikali li ħareġ John Lucas Woodinman matul ħajtu. Wara kien hemm ukoll Destination Street u naħseb li parti mir-raġuni għal dan tal-anqas mill-mod kif nafu segwejt jien lil John Lucas matul is-snin kienet illi ma niċ li għaffu nota forsi stand melodrammatika kważi għal-mija din ta' Done Fighting. U għalhekk anqas aħna m'aħna se nifqgħu. Se nerġa' mmur lura għal l-intervista li għamilu l-lito fl-2013 u minn hemmhekk se nisimgħu lil John Lucas ukoll jitkellem bil-Malti dwar xi ħaġa li kien tassew kuntent biha minn matul il-karriera tiegħu.
Kelly song jisima Love li ħafna fl-antik kien jiftakruha wkoll. Kienet il-follow-up ta' Counterfall to Live.
Mhux il-B-side il-follow-up.
Il-follow-up. Il-B-side, Can't Make You Mine, dik kienet miktuba minn Paul McCartney's brother, Mike McGear, Can't Make You Mine.
I can make you a church from the night sky, a bouquet of roses from wine. A dress from the moonlight, but darling, I can't make you mine.
Say you'll be mine. address from flowers, a veil that the breezes entwine. I can make you a cake from the snowflakes, but darling, I can't make you mine. If you give me a sign, everything will be fine. Oh darling, say you'll be mine. Make you a vow if you let me, to love you all of the time. I can honor and can obey you, but darling, I can't make you mine. If you give me a sign, everything will be fine. Oh darling, I say
I Can't Make You Mine ta' John Lucas. Inna l-ora ta' single tiegħu I Can't Afford to Lose mill-1970 ġejna fit-tmiem din l-edizzjoni ta' Noti Memorabli flimkien miegħi Tony Sant. Nittama li jekk qed issegwi dawn il-programmi b'mod regolari, qed tara sew x'qed niprofaw nagħmlu hawn. Naraw bil-mod x'huma dawk l-elementi tal-mużika Maltija dawk l-aspetti tal-mużika f'Malta li se nibqgħu niftakru meta jgerbu snin u jgħaddu s-sekli. X'huma l-aktar noti memorabli. Il-mużika oriġinali ta' Mario Cordina, Alb il-Busbis, mill-proġett tiegħu Lejla Maltija,
Iġġielna fit-tmiem il-ħdaġ il-programm sensiela ta' Noti Memorabli flimkien miħaj Tony Sant. In-noti memorabli tal-lum kienu marbuta kollha ma' John Lucas Woodenman li miet nhar il-ġimgħa 11 ta' Ġinju 2021 fl-età ta' 72 sena. Noti Memorabli huwa produzzjoni ta' l-M3P Foundation għal Campus FM. Dan il-programm jixxandar fuq dan l-istazzjon kull nhar ta' tnejn f'nofsinhar b'repetizzjoni nhar ta' tlieta fl-erba' u nofs ta' wara nofsinhar.